producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
To do a little bit, did a couple of cataract surgeries over Christmas holidays, got to go to Haiti last year. I've gotten to do some incredible things, got to be on the floor of the Senate. It's just been amazing to me. But the thing that is most important to me and caused me to run for office is I'm worried about the country and how much debt we're adding. And I am the one true fiscal conservative who will look at all spending, and that's the only way we'll ever balance our budget. Thank you.
It is the biggest job killer in this country. Millions of Americans have lost their jobs, have been forced into part-time work, have lost their health insurance, have lost their doctors, have seen their premiums skyrocket. If I am elected president, we will repeal every word of Obamacare.
That was Senator Ted Cruz, part of the Republican debate minus Donald Trump. And right before that, Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky. Just a couple of the contenders that were on the stage. Trump was noticeably absent. It was like his ghost somehow was flying around. And the man who practiced the art of the deal made the ultimate deal when he said he just would not do the Fox debate unless they gave him $5 million for veterans. His foundation says they started off with $380,000. Boom, it was $1 million. Then it was $5 million. And then he raised even more ahead of a rally that he held that included Rick Santorum, who was on the stage, and also Mike Huckabee. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we are. We're standing stage left, talking about what happened with the Republicans, and will it be a disaster ultimately for Fox or not, and does it really hurt Trump? And the answer to does it hurt Trump is, of course, absolutely, it doesn't hurt Trump. The people who really, really like Donald Trump, the people who have him in double-digit leads in some cases in some of these polls, if they come out to vote in these primaries, this guy's unstoppable. He might create a circus where he goes, and he's able to say whatever he feels like saying, who has low energy, who's a dumbo, who's an idiot, who shouldn't be in that job, what network is lousy, who's untalented. He's got an arsenal of phrases that he throws out. People listen. Tired of the political spin. He doesn't even want to be called a politician. And that appeals to a nation that sees nothing, but mostly negative, frankly, coming out of Washington, D.C. It's like a tsunami. We don't want the tsunami. We want the calm waters. So we've got chaos, and it was Einstein that said, when you're in the midst of chaos, that's where the opportunity lies. Donald Trump is the master. He saw the opportunity. He jumped in June, and since then, he's been building momentum ever since. Those who thought he wouldn't be in the race and would fall out, they didn't know Donald Trump. The question will be, let's see what happens when the results come in. Let's see what happens Monday in the Iowa caucuses, and then in New Hampshire, and then down the line in the rest of the primaries. And what would that be like for the Republican machine, the National Committee, to have to deal with Donald Trump? Nobody likes the 140-character world more than Donald Trump, except for maybe Barack Obama, who has some of the most followers of all in the top five of Twitter. But Trump is right there, neck and neck. Each day he gains more and more and more and more followers. So his boycott helped veterans. He set up a website, Veterans for Trump. .com. There was a website set up, and people couldn't get enough of this. And then there was Donald Trump for vets.com. And by the time he's all said and done, he may continue to use that along the way as he is shaking a lot of hands and talking to a lot of people. In Iowa right now, switches again back to New Hampshire and then to some of the other hot spots, South Carolina and Florida, places where he'll need to get votes. As for the actual debate itself, there were a few little fireworks that went off. Nothing grand. Cruz and Rubio had some accusations, as they've had before, over immigration, over voting records. And you heard Cruz there say, if I'm elected, every single shred of Obamacare is done. Bush and Rubio, I think even more than Cruz, always seemed to get into it about immigration, so that didn't change. There were other kerflunkles, I'll call them, but again, noticeably absent from the debate was Donald Trump. In fact, the first question that Megyn Kelly threw out was about Donald Trump, and eventually everybody kind of worked their way into something about Trump. So the feud with Fox might not be over. But the reality check here is even when he's not on the stage, they're thinking about him. And in a world where our attention span is 8 seconds, that tells you something. That tells you something about Donald Trump. And by the way the saga goes now in the soap opera between Trump and the network, Trump says Fox News apologized over the debate statement, but it was really too late. And instead, he's sticking to the plan and did of holding the rally, raising funds for veterans. In the end, he said they couldn't have been nicer. They tried to get him back, tried to get him to attend the debate. But he really wanted them to pick up the, okay, if you'll give $5 million to the veterans, then we'll do it. And they said, we can't do that. And they couldn't, because quid pro quo, how could they do that with everybody else on the stage? They couldn't. I mean, they couldn't possibly do that. So, and Megyn Kelly, the Megyn Kelly situation, Roger Ailes, the head of the network, released a statement saying, we'd never compromise our journalistic standards, and we would always stand by our journalist, Megyn Kelly. We've accomplished the two goals, and we're pleased with the outcome. We're very proud to have her on our stage as a debate moderator alongside Brett Baer and Chris Wallace. Trump says, skipping the Fox debate is how I would lead the country as president of the United States. I wanted to fight for myself just like I want to fight for the country. You have to stick up for yourself. You have to fight for yourself, and you have to fight for your country. Trump made sure, when he was asked the question a few times along the way, did you just skip the debate because you didn't want to have the tough questions? You want to have to answer them? He said he didn't think it would hurt him with Iowa voters. That had nothing to do with that. And he said he might have ultimately decided to go to the debate had he not committed to hosting that event on Thursday to benefit the veterans. That would be really bad. And he says, I love debates. So we'll see. We'll see what the ratings are. Stick with us. Coming up next, Mailbag plus Kate on the Road. Seen a few.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's for me and other graffiti writers that we can read it. All these other people who don't write, they're excluded. I don't care about them. No, they don't matter to me. For us.
Gotta be able to take over a lot.
Once again, I am always floored by the amount of mail that we get on this show. I know, it almost sounds like a broken record, right? Like that fabulous old person you love that tells you the same story. But I gotta brag on you. You are fabulous with the email. More than any place that I've ever been. In some big places like New York City, millions of people, got some emails, got tons of calls, but never emails, and your emails are so thoughtful. So on that note, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Bobby. Hey, Katie Kate, you think Donald Trump is really going to get the nomination? Huh? What do you think? Tell us really. I do. I think unless there's a brokered convention, they don't want him to get. The political machine doesn't really want Donald Trump. He doesn't fit the bill. He's not their guy. They're, you know, he's wild, silly, ridiculous to them in some ways. So he doesn't fit what the Republican Party wants, the party leaders, but if he wins all these primaries, and there's no question it's what the people want, it's pretty, as much as you can manipulate a presidential election, I don't know, it might be tough to manipulate him out. Let's just say that. But I love the question. You're right. So, yeah, if you're going to say, I got to look at my crystal ball that sometimes is fabulous and sometimes it's got a big fat crack in it, yes, yes, and yes. All right, this one from Sandy. Kate, here's my big question to you. I look at the landscape of the Democrats, and I find it so hard to believe that Bernie Sanders has gotten the momentum he's gotten. He reminds me of other candidates that their ideas resonate with the left of left, as you would call them, and what he says is like music to their ears. But is he electable to their main base? Good question. That's why I put these back to back. No, on the surface he's not, but I think you can't count anything out. What if, same thing, what if you've got Democrats that go to the primaries, and constantly he wins. He wins. It's not just New Hampshire. It's not Iowa. It's everything. I mean, it's, you know, he's clearing the board. She's second, a close second, but not winning all the primaries. I don't know. How do you, you know, how do you get around that? Broker convention. Oh, Hillary Clinton, and she wants it so badly. 2008, Barack edges her out. She couldn't run when he was running the second time around. So that would be just another gig at Hillary Clinton if that were to happen. But it could. I say, again, all bets are off. It would be ridiculous, because maybe even worse than Trump. Because Bernie Sanders, no matter what he tries to say about it's not socialism, it's not what you've heard and all the evils and blah, 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 when he's trying to explain away some of his policies, people hear what they hear. And this is absolutely his label. You know what I'm talking about. It's like when someone labels you as anything, whether it's true or you used to be that way. There's a whole long history of Bernie Sanders being in the Senate. So, you know, you might even agree with a couple of things that he says, but as far as the ideology and what would scare people off, that's pretty tough to get around. Really tough to get around. All right, this one from Jacob. Kate, I just wonder about this weather. You know, I'm not really a climate change person. I think it's just what we see, that there's things that are cyclical. But it feels as though between tornadoes, whether it's the snow, the massive amount of snow, whether it's flooding, whether it's something else, does it not seem like there's more, I don't know, natural catastrophes? I think now more than ever, you can not be too prepared enough. I've heard you say that you used to shake that off, and now you say absolutely you have to be prepared. Well, yeah, I say that, you know, I've been through floods, not brutal floods, really. The worst I've been through has been a hurricane, tornado, and an earthquake. And I love the earthquake thing. I didn't love it, but what I loved in the earthquake thing is I was in California, and Californians are so used to it. It's like, yeah, that's an earthquake. It's like, I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, this is, my car's gone, things are going to go on fire, this is not good. And they're just, this is what we live with, sister. You know, you got to have stuff in your car, water and that kind of thing, because you have to take off. Hopefully the road's not ripped up. But I thought that was freaky. And, of course, like I said, floods, and floods are not great. And a couple of other things. The hurricane wasn't great either. Rushing water, tough. And you just don't know how far is it going to go? How can you get out? All that kind of stuff. Anyway, it's wild. It is wild what Mother Nature, that's why I say that. She has just a brutal sense of justice. That's why it is best to be prepared. Have a go bag. It sounds so I'm in the bunker, but it's not. It's good to have all that water and all that stuff on hand, and trust me, it comes in handy. If you're like me, you're not expecting it, and then something happens, and then, you know, you can't get to an ATM. You can't get to the hotel because they're all booked up because everybody's already in the hotel. That happened in my neighborhood, no hotel rooms because of the weather. So with the tornado thing just down the street, you know, about a month ago. Because, of course, people needed some place to go, and there's only so many rooms at the inn. All right, and so thank you so much for that email. It's interesting how many, as you know from the top of this mailbag, how many people are writing to ask, because it is what we're talking about. We're talking about the election. At some point, even if you're not that interested in politics because you're just sort of tired of it, you know, I run into people like, oh, I don't talk about politics, but then it turns to politics because it's fascinating. It's fascinating to see what's happening here. And not for nothing, but the way I feel is you should care about politics because it's your money, it's your life, it's your legacy, it's your people. And nothing's 100%. We know that, right? But it matters who you elect in the direction the country goes. It matters, especially even going to local level, state level. What happens, who represents you, that's important. Every state's different. The makeup of the states are different. So I think I understand that people don't want to talk about somebody sick of it all, and they don't want their life to become 100% we'll call it politics. I get that. I mean, I don't, because that's not how I am and that's not how I grew up. But to anyone who says that, I would say, yeah, no, we need you, because we need we the people to be active and to pay attention and hold their feet to the fire when things aren't right. That's how the sleight of hand happens. You don't realize, oh, my taxes went up. Oh, I guess there was, 50 meetings about that, but I never paid attention because I don't go to city council meetings, because you're upset that all these stores are being built around your neighborhood or apartments or whatever, but you're not protesting or going to the meetings, or you like economic growth, you just think it should be in a different area. You got to pay attention to that kind of stuff for your sake. So it's not a lecture, it's in your own interest. Like, you open up your wallet, what's in your wallet? You know that commercial, what's in your handbag? So, on that note, let's go to this one from Liza. Kate, I love it when you talk about how important it is to vote. Wouldn't it be great, and I think America Tonight should continue to push this, why not get out and vote? Why not go and vote? I think it makes you feel good. You gave the analogy one time, I heard you say it, and it brought tears to my eyes, about the people in Mexico, how they were forced to jam the ballot box, basically, and there were people with machine guns. There were military guys with machine guns. So for the fear of God, you had to vote. You gave other examples of that, and I think you're right. You need to exercise that right to vote, even if it's absentee ballots. That's fine. That's why we have them. There are ways to do it. Don't think you can't. Well, touche, and that's why I did that setup. It's true. I was in Mexico covering elections in Chihuahua, and it was the pre and the panistas, and it was so crazy corrupt. And I thought, these people don't have a chance. It's whoever has the most money, who's ever in the pocket of whoever, and that's it, because they're threatening, and that's pretty much all you get. And then, of course, we know other countries where you don't even have a vote or have a say, and how do you think those people feel? And all you have to do is have somebody from one of those countries visit or have any interaction with them in the U.S., and they, of course, America is the land of opportunity, because they come, and as much as we complain about things, to them it's like, whoa, you're kidding me. You can do this, this, and this, and it's not illegal, and you can say what you think. And it is something to keep in mind, because we're in the middle of this political maelstrom, which is interesting. It is. But it's something to pay attention to. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see the amount of people that go and vote just explode. And I always say, if you go and vote, then you have the right to complain, because you don't like what happened. You don't like the results. But that's okay, because you voted. So your vote counts in some way. I like when people say, well, my husband's going one way, I'm going the other way. My son's going one way, I'm going the other way. So we just cancel each other out, so we're not voting. I get it, but I think there's still the act of going to vote. On that note, remember, you can always send me your thoughts 24/7, americatonight.net.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Fun for this time around to go to some of the emails. I'm starting to get a lot of emails from you asking me questions about traveling and the show and where I've gone, and you've heard me mention places. So we're going to do that, and then, of course, our correspondent Bob Phillips will join us as well. But first, I had a cool little checklist. I was thinking about this because I am so guilty. I'm so guilty of some of these things. When I just recently went to Tampa to visit my family and also to take the show on the road, I forgot a few things, and guess what? I had to go and get them, like checking the weather and getting different clothes. Duh. All right, so how about this? Here's a couple of things to think about before you travel. Obvious, but I've done this where luckily I rechecked and I had the right time. Recheck your itinerary, because you might forget the date, time. You think, oh, it's like I'm flying out at like 8:30, but really it's 7:30. So if it's just kind of floating around in your brain, it seems obvious, but check the itinerary. It happened to me. I luckily got there in time. Also, valid photo ID, because, you know, to check your into your flight, you've got to have that. If it's international, of course, you have to have a passport. And you think, well, no big deal. This also just happened to me. I was running the morning I was leaving Florida. And this could be dumb things. And I was running. And it was great. It was a great morning. My flight wasn't until later in the day, the whole thing. And I lost my driver's license, or I thought I had. The whole family is tearing up the house trying to find the driver's license. And then I'm calling the airline. Geez, it was an accident. And they're telling me, well, do you have anything with your name on it? What do you have? What do you... They're asking me for all these identifications. And then, lo and behold, it was underneath a bed. It had flown off a bed, and it was chucked into a corner. So luckily, we found it. But we're going to have to go to the airport hours early, and, oh, be careful with that, definitely. All right, so the other thing to keep in mind, a couple of other things to keep in mind, you know, the passport, make sure it's valid. That's also happened to somebody I know where they had to pay a fortune to get a last-minute passport, and they were lucky they got that. The other thing is make sure when you travel that you've got the right clothing and the right stuff on your feet. I know, like, women with high heels and whatever. Like, my mother's like, you always had to look good because you know, you're with all these people. It's like, Mom, are you kidding me? But you want to be careful what you wear, because now look how we get stuck sometimes at these airports for so long. And if you're going to have to walk a bunch, and if you're going to have to walk and carry a bunch of things, oh, you're miserable. I cut that out a long time ago with, you know, just wear something that you can pull off your feet or whatever, you know, something that's comfortable for sure. And then, of course, the other thing is everybody always plays plays poker with the airport, getting to the airport in time. Make sure you get there early enough. If you even have to wait, who cares? Grab your latest great book and read that, or newspaper or something, because it's better to be early than to get there where you're flying through at the last minute. That's happened to me even when I thought I had enough time, because there were so many big lines I wasn't expecting. And it's, well, this isn't a busy travel time. I know, I checked. You never know, because sometimes flights get backed up or, you know, whatever. So I think all of those is just a good, handy checklist to remember. Get organized, you know, get your carry-ons ready. Just have it ready to go, for goodness sake, so that you don't have to panic. It's the worst feeling when you feel like you forgot something. Ugh. It's the worst feeling in life when you feel like you forgot something. But traveling, it's even more deadly. All right, let's take a couple of quick emails. This one was from Julie. Kate, I heard you say that you went to Grenada with the show. Tell me about that, because I also heard on the show that some woman was killed in Grenada. Yeah, thanks for the question. I thought the people in Grenada were fabulous. I thought there were so many cool things to say. I couldn't see. I couldn't believe it was a very tiny island. The beaches were beautiful. It seemed to me to be pretty safe. This is just a freak thing. Perhaps I would say I wouldn't discourage anyone from going there. You have to be careful any place you travel. You know, you're talking about when you're there, you're talking about seeing some just beautiful flowers and incredible water views. I mean, it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful, relaxing place to go. And as long as you're smart about what you do, and I'm not saying she wasn't smart, but as long as you try to be as smart as you can when you travel, go to St. George's University. I would recommend it if you can find a good deal to Grenada. A lot of cruise ships go there and people are there for a day. It's very big with cruising. Here's one from Dan. Kate, traveling, I'm wondering if you have a recommendation when it comes to islands, because you say you're a water person and you've taken the show a lot of places, and I'm wondering where you would recommend. I'll tell you another a place I would recommend. I said Grenada, but that's a lot of cruise ships come in to Grenada. You could even check that way. But Bahamas, Nassau in the Bahamas, oh, I've been there like four times. And I actually did a show from there, and the Atlantis is incredible. But the Atlantis, it costs a fortune, right? But you can stay. There's a second property they have that you can stay that's so much cheaper. And if you stay there, it's right by the Atlantis. If you stay there, you still have access to everything in the Atlantis. So it's pretty darn incredible. I would recommend the Bahamas. It's beautiful. Again, if you want the water, the tropical, the snorkeling, that kind of stuff, you're in if you go if you go to NASA, definitely. I've been there for pleasure and for work, and I loved it. Plus, if you like casinos, there are casinos. There's a couple in Atlantis, you know, so you can do the gambling thing if you want to do the one-armed bandit or play a little poker, or I don't know. But I find it relaxing. That's the thing. And because water is relaxing for me, it might not be relaxing for everyone listening. You might prefer going to the mountains or doing something that's just a little outside of your local area because you don't want to be traveling all over the place. And I totally, totally get that. Right, let's take, I think I can take one more. All right, this one is from Mary. Kate, love listening to your pieces about Kate on the road and the stories. Tell me about Ireland. I know you did a big show from Ireland. What were your impressions? Oh, I could do 10 hours on Ireland. People are great, lots to see, easy to get around. You can pick a place and maybe you start in Dublin, which is, I was based in Dublin and saw all the, you know, the Dublin castles, all the fabulous Trinity, all the great things that you can see in a very historic city. And even, you know, Guinness, the first factory, which is really incredible. They have this 1,000-year-old contract. It's crazy to see it. It's under glass. And you can, you know, it's right there on the floor, and it's just wild. I don't know that the contract's 1,000 years old. It's that the contract went into 1,000 years. So Guinness signed a contract where it's, okay, with 1,000 years we can have this place here, this brewery, this factory. And then I would recommend, you know, you go to Cork, and there's a lot to see in Cork. There's just so many areas to see in Ireland. You get a car and you go out to some of those castles and the Rock of Cashel, which is really cool in Tipperary. The food is great. The people are great. They're friendly and very, very helpful. If you're lost, they will get you on your way. I would recommend Ireland to absolutely to anyone. And email me and I'll give you even some more specifics in an itinerary I had. Email me at americatonight.net. On that note, let's turn to Bob, our correspondent. Bob Phillips, how are you?
Hi, Kate. Well, it's a common fact that people love to travel. However, I was shocked to learn that a 2014 poll found that 42% of Americans didn't even take one single vacation day. Now, there's nothing wrong with loving your job, but taking a break and going on vacation every now and then is tied to a number of health benefits. People who take vacations are happier, and men who don't take vacations for several years are 30% more likely to suffer heart attacks. On top of this, vacations are a great way to de-stress. So, it's important for Americans to take time off to seek adventure, to discover new foods, to experience new cultures, to see awe-inspiring sights, and to explore history. And if you don't travel, you miss out on a lot of other things. I came across some quotes that might help to broaden your thoughts about travel. For instance, St. Augustine, who was an early Christian philosopher, said, "The world is a book, and those who do not travel read only one page." And Mark Twain wrote, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness." An old Moorish proverb says, "He who does not travel does not know the value of men." The American writer Henry Miller wrote, "One's destination is never a place, but a new way of seeing things." And last but not least, Mark Twain wrote, "I have found out that there ain't no surer way to find out whether you like people or hate them than to travel with them." So, the next time you're considering whether to take time off from work to travel, remember, travel will make you both healthier and wiser. Back to you, Kate.
Once again, great job, Bob. Thank you. And that's it for Kate on the Road.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
12 million people, but we're not going to go around handing out citizenship cards either. There will be a process. We will see what the American people are willing to support, but it will not be unconstitutional executive orders.
Marco Rubio talking about immigration. Hey, everybody. Republican debate minus Donald Trump, immigration, Obamacare, the same topics, just no Trumpisms were thrown into the mix. And in some ways, he was sorely missed because of the fact that he was not afraid to take jabs when he wanted to take jabs. And we didn't see that quite as much. So was it as much of a circus, I'll call it that, or were there still fireworks? Depends on how you look at it, I suppose. Megyn Kelly said something interesting to Cruz. A lot of people, by the way, have Cruz winning the debate. Megyn Kelly said to Cruz, "You sounded Carterly." Oh my. And this was when Megyn Kelly told Cruz this in an interview after the debate, that she, you know, says she believes him when he says he was supporting an amendment to an immigration bill only as a poison pill to kill it, but he did such a good job of acting. He looked like the Washington cartel that he says he, you know, opposes. And also, I was checking your record to see, does Ted Cruz want legalization or didn't he? I think the report supports you did not want it. That's what she said. And, you know, then they went on to what the debate was. Cruz insists, by the way, he never said he wanted the bill to pass, but only that he wanted immigration reform to pass, because he said, "You're talking about people coming out of the shadows. you know, she was saying it seems like acting. So they went back and forth a little bit on this in the interview. But, you know, Cruz said that he is the only Republican running for president who opposes amnesty and a pathway to citizenship, which is, you just heard Rubio there, which is a dig at Rubio. Those two go at it when it comes to immigration, which for Donald Trump, that was one of the biggest cards he played months and months ago when he talked about building a wall, let's build Mexico, this is ridiculous, and took away any shred of doubt as to where he stood it on, where he stood, rather, on the immigration deal, and especially, obviously, the southern border, because that's what we're talking about, and then talking about Syrian refugees and whatnot, but different when it comes to Rubio and Cruz, who have been addressing that along the way and have been there on the Hill when those discussions have come around about immigration, which, by the way, is just the third rail, because depends on the constituents. Who wants to touch it? Who wants to talk about it? You know, only because Trump really smashed open the door in their faces, it became that much bigger. Not that it wouldn't have been discussed, but because of how he handled it and what he had to say about not only the southern border and who's coming over, Muslims coming in light of what happened in Paris. So it got even bigger and bigger and bigger in many, many different directions and really forced a lot of hands. By the way, Trump, who was instead making money to give to veterans at a rally where Rick Santorum was present and on the stage with him, and so is Mike Huckabee, a new poll comes out. A lot of new polls have been coming out. This is like poll season because now we're going into the part of the year where we get results here in the beginning of 2016 and then throughout it until we get to the actual conventions. But Donald Trump, are you shocked, is the top pick of Republican voters in, ready for this, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Pennsylvania, with Cruz getting the second spot, except in New Hampshire, where he's in a race neck and neck with Ohio Governor John Kasich. This is new, some new polls. In the NBC News, Wall Street Journal, Marist poll, these are the numbers to give you a sense of it. Trump, 32%, Cruz, 25%, Rubio, 18%, Ben Carson, 8%. Remember, for a while, Ben Carson got a little bit of life in there. Bush, 4%. He's never been that high. And he's never really gone that high in the polls. In New Hampshire, look at the gap here. Trump, 31%, Cruz, 12%, Rubio, 11%, Kasich, 11%, Bush, 8%. Then you can even go further. Christie, 7%, Carson, 5%. In a Suffolk University poll of New Hampshire, Trump 26.6, Kasich, I mentioned he was really second, but neck and neck, 12%, Cruz 11.8%, Bush 11.2%, Rubio 9.6%, and then you go down from there, Huckabee 0.4%, Rand Paul 1.6%, and it's interesting to watch, to see that, you know, to see the polls. And again, with a different flair. So Pennsylvania, Franklin Marshall College, Trump 24%, Cruz 14%, Rubio 11%, Carson 5%. So you get my drift here, right? Because it's easy to say, well, that's one poll and that's slanted in a certain direction, or, okay, that's one state. Well, we just gave you a whole bunch of states. Who is out on top every single time? I mean, you know, these are the numbers. This is a poll, so you could say, well, polls can be manipulated. Statistically, we know there's the margin of error, but none of them are that close. I'm meaning from Trump to whoever's in second. I think the moment on the stage where you had a little bit of fireworks was Cruz and Chris Wallace. So Cruz and the moderator, Chris Wallace, debated between themselves over Cruz being allowed to respond to another candidate. Wallace really won that battle, telling Cruz it was time to move on. And Cruz said, Chris, I was mentioned in that question, invoking a rule that candidates are allowed to respond when attacked. And he said, I don't think your name was mentioned. Your question said, and Cruz said it, it's not my question. It's not my question you get a chance to respond to. It's his answer. And then Cruz said, your question was, and he started again, and he pretty much said, you know, I know you like to argue about rules, but we're going to conduct the debate. Wallace said that to Cruz, and at one point he said, I may have to leave the stage. If you guys ask one more mean question, I might have to leave the stage. That's what he said. Oh, man. He said, Chris, I would note the last four questions have been ran. Please attack Ted, Jeb. Please attack Ted. Just let me say this. If you ask one more mean question, I might have to leave the stage. Now, if that had happened, can you imagine? On top of Donald Trump. Yeah. I mean, because really the last line was a jab at Donald Trump, who skipped the debate over the issues with Fox News moderators, mostly Megyn Kelly, who he criticized, you know, after the first Fox News debate. So that didn't stop. As someone suggested, and, you know, it might have been grim, that helped pump up Megyn Kelly, if anything. I mean, she already was a rising star at Fox. This is why they gave her own time slot and moved her right in there. And she certainly had gotten many, many, many accolades from the network. They like her. It was inevitable she's going to end up in that spot, and she did. And that was before, well, before moderating, you know, this debate. But it didn't hurt her that Cruz decided to go head-to-head. I mean, to go after her. It doesn't take anything away. In fact, it probably adds something. Because people, the network's rallying around her, people are standing up for her, you get it. I mean, I have to spell it out for you. So it's interesting, the back and forth on the debate. And then Trump's decision not to attend, and the money that was raised, well over $5 million for veterans, Santorum on the stage with Trump defending his, you know, decision to attend the Trump rally, and boy. And then some of what came out of the Republican debate, but mostly what we've heard before. It's, you know, Cruz will repeal Obamacare, arguing over immigration, Bush and Rubio, Cruz differing from Rubio. Now, these are, could be highlights from previous debates. But now we come down to Iowa, and Iowa is on Monday, my friends. So who wins Iowa? Are you not picking Donald Trump? This is easier to pick than the Super Bowl. Sort of. Because, I don't know, Panthers might have that momentum. I'm not sure. I don't know what you think. We'll have a nail to score, by the way, Super Bowl week. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.